The economy of the Puget Sound region may be humming along, but the number of people living on the streets continues to rise. That's according to advocates for the homeless, who are pushing for emergency funding to address the region's growing homelessness problem. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
Back in 2005, housing advocates in King County announced a plan to end homelessness within a decade. Almost 10 years have passed. In that time, the county has produced 5,600 units of permanent housing for the homeless. That's more than any place except New York and Los Angeles. But the homeless population continues to rise.
Last year, we had 10,000 households that were homeless in King County, and 5,000 of them were newly homeless.
That's Mark Putnam. He's the director of the Committee to End Homelessness in King County. This year's annual count of homeless people found a 14% increase in the number living on the streets. Putnam says rising rents and the high cost of living here have pushed people over the edge.
Many people do move here, and they move here for jobs and then realize they can't afford it. Heard many a story of people that thought, you know, moving here with a couple $1,000 would be enough for them to get on their feet, find a job, kind of settle in, and it's not. And it takes a little time, and that's difficult.
Putnam says housing advocates will be asking the state to put $100 million more into the Housing Trust Fund in the next budget. They're looking for $1 million more from the city of Seattle for emergency shelter beds. And they're asking King County to extend permits for homeless encampments, also called tent cities, and to allow them to stay longer in any one place. Richard Barker testified in favor of that idea before the King County Council this week.
If it wasn't for Tent City 3, which I found through the library, I literally wouldn't be here right now. It gives me a safe place, haven for people like myself who find myself homeless, and I wouldn't survive out in the streets.
The county council will be voting in December on extending permits for homeless encampments. Council members are reportedly divided on whether to require Tent City residents to submit to criminal background checks when they move into a new neighborhood. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.